Okay, everyone is back on the call.
All right, we're back in regular session, and we are on item 9A3, Paul Vallarta. And I would like to open the floor for discussion. I think our best position right now is to make a motion to hold a special meeting and determine what to do before February the 8th.
Mr. Vallarta?
Yes.
So on your application, when you completed it, before we vote on your motion, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vallarta, there's some the questions that you did not provide the correct answer to, but then later provided additional information. What was your thought process, if you would share that with us, when you answered those questions?
Well, I try to fill the application as to the best of my ability, and then I submitted the information that was left out, but in no way, shape, or form was I was trying to withhold any information or disclosing any information.
Okay. Ms. Marbs, I would like to just clarify on your question. The additional documentation related to those questions was obtained by board staff.
Oh, not submitted by Mr. Vallarta.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you for that.
Charlene, I'm going to jump in here a little bit. Mr. Vallarta, the questions that we're referring to were the ones that asked if you had ever experienced disciplinary action. And you did put no. But when we received the information, you had. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I guess we were asking why you would put no.
Like I said before, I wasn't trying to hold any information back. I filled out the application to the best of my ability, and I made an error, and I corrected that error.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're maintaining that you didn't, what's the word I'm looking for? You didn't choose to hide that.
No, ma'am.
So this, okay. Word finding here.
Well,
okay.
And there was also the question about have you had a license revoked? And you answered no to that one as well.
As far as having a license revoked, I never... Once a license was issued to me, I have never had like a license revoked. There was one incident where in Las Vegas where I needed to get a job in Las Vegas before a certain period of time, and I wasn't able to because I was working in Utah, and not because I had any issues with the law in any form in that matter. It was just I wasn't able to obtain a job in the state of Nevada because I was working in Utah.
Right. Mr. Chair, I know we're tight on time here, so to maintain our quorum, so I would be agreeable to scheduling a meeting before the regularly scheduled February meeting, so on or before February 8th.
Okay, so we'll table this item and then set up a time to where we can meet as a special meeting to address this particular license.
Okay.
We don't need a motion for that, do we? Sabrina?
You might as well.
Okay, I'll make a motion to table this item for a special meeting held before February the 8th. Do you have a second?
This is Charlene Marks. I second.
All in favor?
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marks?
Aye.
And just one question, then Mr. Vallarta would be advised of when that meeting is and participate.
Yes, I would gladly be able to participate, just as long as Ms. Whiteford lets me know, sends me an email, and I'll be on board.
Okay. Is that good, Karen?
Yes.
All right, so we're moving on to item 9B1, Brianna Berzin, and this is a disclosure. It looks like she was fishing without a license.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go make a motion, if there's no discussion, to approve her license. Do I have a second?
This is Charlene Marks. I second.
All in favor?
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marks?
Aye.
And that motion carries 3-0. And I'm afraid at this point I'm going to have to table the remainder of the agenda so that we can discontinue this meeting. So with that being said, I will go ahead and see if there are any agenda items, for next week. Okay, nothing other than what we already etched out. I'll do a call to the public if there's anybody that needs to speak. All right, otherwise I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 2:03.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you.